Hello, this is Chris McQuillan. Now let's get something straight. The history of Richland County is overwhelmingly a history of local Indians and early white settlers being very good neighbors, living in close proximity, and respecting the cultures of each. When the U.S. government made a misguided decision to remove all Indians from Ohio in the early 1830s, it was not desired in this area. That said, now we look at the darkest time for our area in terms of Indian and white relations. The War of 1812 was fought between the U.S. and England, but the British on the edges of Ohio had talked many Indians into harassing Ohioans. It led to many suspicions. Locally, it meant the Delaware Indians leaving their Greentown, near Perrysville, as a gesture of good faith, only to have their village burned by an overzealous American soldier. Thinking they were double-crossed, the Indians attacked the Zimmer and Copus families, killing 5 residents, including James Copus, who had talked them into leaving Greentown originally, but was not part of the village's destruction. Previously, a local store owner, Levi Jones, had been killed in the only Indian attack on a settler in Mansfield history. And after the war, 2 Indians were murdered after a drunken argument with a group of whites in the Williams Tavern. These were tragic events, and the fact that we can mention them in a moment tells us that these are by far the exception in what was otherwise a good chapter of relations between the distinct cultures in Richland County.